This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy.
I'm just thirsty. Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
It's
Mike Shope
and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
You know, why so negative? Sure. And full credit to OKC. Can I get a team to the finals? The Bills or Sabres? We have not been to the finals in a thing, in one of those two leagues, at least, since I've known you.
That's right.
Can we just get a team to the finals? Like, what is OKC? I'm sorry. I shouldn't condescend. Like, they've got the MVP. They're the favorite. They've made the finals before. I'm like, okay. Really? Okay. I'm not, if I need to say so, the biggest NBA fan. I mean, I could rip off the 80s finals for you, but still, like, what am I saying? This is provocative. Can I get a team to the finals even? Don't we, anybody, I think I'm guilty of, and I'd say we are guilty of, using win a Super Bowl and make the Super Bowl interchangeably.
Yes, I think that happens. What is behind that?
It's not the same thing.
No, it's definitely not the same thing. Getting there, is that a caveat from people who are conflicted about getting fatigued about McDermott and would feel like at least they could, well, they made it, they got past Kansas City. You know, sorry, you had the 91 Washington Redskins at the time waiting for you, who had this historically incredible deep team and a quarterback who had a one-off incredible year, like you just didn't stand a chance. But at least you beat the Chiefs, and that would be progress. I don't know, but I agree. I do notice it. I don't either, though, object, like raise my, I want to point out that they are two very different things, right? I mean, sure, getting there is an accomplishment, but when you haven't won one, I don't think that there's going to be a lot to say for the mood of, well, you know, nice try. If they get there and lose, I think they are
would it
very
feel
different
the same?
Things.
Would it feel the same? What if the Bills had beaten the Chiefs? How do you want it? What's best? How do you want it? They score at the end and win 36-22. Fine. They pull out that game. They finally do it. And they lose the Super Bowl 40-22 to the Philadelphia Eagles, who apparently have the best of everything. Like, what then? Would that feel better?
It literally would be better, but I don't think anyone would feel it. Or want to say it. Yeah. I mean, obviously it is a level further. It is doing the thing that has been in your way, but I think a lot of us do sound often as though if this is 13 seconds, You know, if I got past them, the Bengals coming here, I'm going to the Super Bowl. Who's beating me? Like, I felt that way at that time. Who's beating me? This team that had a perfect game in the wild card round against New England and then would have gone to Kansas City and finished that game the way they did and won it. And now I'm hosting them. Of course, it's a formality. I know it's not in reality, but that's how I think a lot of us talk and feel. Like, that was their moment. That was their opportunity here early in the McDermott-Allen, you know, partnership here. And early enough, right? It's year, what is it, year 5 for the coach, year 4 for the quarterback, or year 4 and 3? Either way.
Which one? 21?
Yeah, 21.
Allen's 4th year.
Okay.
McDermott's 5th.
Okay. So they would have gotten in under that wire, that 5-year coach quarterback thing.
The Nick Costos wire?
Right, yeah.
No coach quarterback tandem have ever been together for longer and ever won.
Right. No one, they've never been together more than 5 years.
Yeah.
That's it.
And ever won one.
So they would have,
Or was that make the Super Bowl?
I'm not sure which of the, yeah,
okay.
Well, because they are different things. We're
they
establishing
are different things.
How different they are. I'm not positive what the exact.
Well, it's Reed and McNabb, by the way. Anyway, not to bog us down, but that'd be close.
Oh, then they did. Oh, yeah, right. That probably was beyond 5 years, so it's probably win it. Yeah.
And it's also Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson.
That's right.
Same thing applies.
Same timeline, right.
Pretty soon it'll be Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow.
Right.
5 years. Are we there? Did Burrow have a different coach?
I don't think so. Ooh, I don't know.
Zach Taylor's been there 7 years.
Okay. Then
this is his 7th year. This is his 7th year. And Burrow's been there 5. So no. So they apply too.
They're there already. This is year 6 for them together?
Yes.
Okay.
He was injured as a rookie, but still.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
No. It doesn't pull the year away.
I wonder what fans would say. Like, just hypothetically, what would it feel like right now? I was thinking about this without that specific, you know, corollary or whatever this morning anyway.
The coach and the quarterback timeline?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Just what?
Or win versus just get there.
No, just how.
I'll stop talking.
Not the Cuban Missile Crisis either. How fans feel in this moment, because it has become monotonous, the Bills. The story has been repetitive. And I think naturally, each year that goes by, you'd have a little bit tougher time revving up and buying in. I think naturally that would happen. Hmm. The Sabres are an example of that on the other end of the spectrum. Where no matter what they do, this is both teams. No matter what they do, they can't get there. Only for the Sabres, that's a playoff spot. And for the Bills, that's the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Even just making it.
Yeah.
So it would just be, not in a dramatic way necessarily, but it would be, I think naturally it gets tougher to, like, say you're expecting it or to invest the energy in it.
Yeah.
When with each year goes by and it's the same result.
That makes sense, but I don't think I wouldn't want to cop to that myself. I don't think I feel that way, which implies that I'm not sure how I feel. I'm pretty sure I don't feel that way. I do find, of course, it's repetitive. These years can in a certain way blend together. With the outcomes that we've, if endured isn't too dramatic,
mm-hmm.
But I still feel at this time of the year, and as this, I don't have any trouble getting revved up. You know, the draft comes and goes. Do I get the guys that I was hoping for? What is that really worth? No, like I'm living in a space where I assume they're going to be great to, like, very great, like, whatever. They're at a level that I expect, but yet I'm also, I don't think taking it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
I get revved up. I get excited. Like, here comes the show. It's starting. Like, let's see what this season is going to give us. What do the scriptwriters have in mind here? How's it going to end? Certainly is the focal point. But I don't, yeah, I want to certainly, I'm self-conscious about taking something like that for granted. And so I think a part of my reaction is to make sure that I'm getting revved up and not, and so because I don't want to take anything for granted. They're so good and have been so good for not forever, but here it's a right long time where it can get, yes, monotonous and repetitive, but I still don't have any difficulty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Getting excited for it.
Okay.
Myself.
Here's Jeff with us. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing? So, I have no problem. Just like he said there, I got no problem getting ready for the season. I'm excited. I just hope to, we get the player, if the player is healthy or not, the next man's got to come up and play the spot. Bean's trying to do what he's supposed to do to try to get the better player, sign someone. I would say, I don't know, I'm excited every year. For 20 years I had to live with trying to get excited for an 8-season win, and I want him to actually get worse so I can get a better draft pick, and we were just terrible for 20 years. As far as these years go, and we have Allen, I think we're in it every year with him. I mean, look at our offense. I mean, we lost our receivers. Last year we were great on offense. Phenomenal with the nobodies is what you would call it, or leftovers, or in my opinion, compared to the, other teams that might, like Cincinnati and other teams that maybe
right.
have high-end
big
receivers.
Stars. Right.
We did great, and then for the morning show guy to complain about not picking up a receiver, I go, we had to. The numbers last year on our off, it was all defensive problem. We have a little stronger defense. We were in it last year. So
that's more about, I'm not here to speak for them, but I generally agree with that take. And that's more about the positional value. That's about position. The difference there is about positional value. And for all the, you have to admit, they certainly have made the effort on the defensive line many times before. And here we are still needing help. So what has it been worth, That's what that is.
It's worth a try every year, you got to try to make it work, and what we lost people because we tried those few years before to stack it up, spend all the money, and then we couldn't keep the guys, so they left, right? And, the one guy went to Chicago. He didn't end up doing too well there. What was it, Edmonds? Other guy left, that's fine. As long as you somewhat replace it and try to get someone to fill the position. But last year, our defense, it didn't work. People got hurt, and the ones that were in there did, I think they did pretty well for the defense we had. It's just, unfortunately, I think we needed more help. And it showed in the Kansas City game toward the end there. But, other teams seemed to dominate the Kansas City Chiefs, and we kind of couldn't for whatever reason.
Yes.
But I'm in it every year. I'm in.
You think you feel the same way if they had beaten Kansas City and lost badly to Philadelphia? Not in terms of how much emotional energy you have to invest, but about the overall, about the team.
Oh, I'd be in it. Next year, let's go get them. See, I'm in it every year because it's a fresh new game. So, yeah, I'm in it, right?
Okay.
If you have the mentality that, oh, my God, here we go again, another playoff loss, right?
I guess we're talking – thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. I think we're talking about two different things. And we brought up both things.
Right.
How you – like, the energy you have to give for it is one point that you're responding to. Like, the other is what you would think of their chances. And maybe, not necessarily this caller, but – some fans would be, that would be the same thing because you don't obsess about what their chances are. Life is a drag like that. If you sit around and calculate the odds of winning a Super Bowl every year and they're, pretty slim, even for the best teams, well, that's kind of depressing. So why would I want to make it about that?
Yeah.
I mean, I admire people like that. I don't think I could ever do this job that way. But, you know, people who are more casual about it and just here for the Go Bills life, that's great. But, you know, not all those people would only be the one way. A lot of them would also be like, all right, so what is it? Of course, millions of people, thousands of people would be this way.
Yeah.
He's also wanting to know, like, what are their chances? And I think if they had gotten blown out in the Super Bowl like the Chiefs did, they would have done so without the pedigree of the Chiefs having won three already, right? So they get a pass for that loss, right? They kind of get a pass for that. It was coming.
To an extent, yeah. I think it would be very easy to write off as, you know, of course, it's bitter, it's another opportunity, and it's too similar to what happened in the 90s a couple of times where you're just not even up to it at all. And like, so there's a familiarity for the fans who've been around for that era and are still here now, like we are both. But I think mostly what the right thing to the way that I would want to approach it, which I think would be right, is what a bad day. It's a one game. I am not disqualified. I beat the Chiefs. I showed I can do that. I got to do that again probably, and hope I don't run into some wood chipper on the from the NFC, which Philadelphia pretty clearly was last year. I doubt that they'll be that dominant again.
And I don't assume that the Bills would have lost that badly to that team. I kind of think they wouldn't have. Because Kansas City was just so worn out.
Well, the thing, I mean, if we're really doing this, I remember saying this after the game. The thing that undid them was they could not protect Mahomes. The Eagles just won up front with guys that at the time maybe you weren't even like, Milton who? What is even happening here? The Bills up front were nails last year. It's one of the things I remember. It was funny. We just talked to a Denver guy last hour and never got around to talking about this. But coming into that game, oh, Denver, they get to the quarterback. You better look out. Like, I'm not worried about it at all. I'm great at that. Now, that doesn't mean you would have handled those guys for sure, because there are a couple of pedigreed hellraisers there. But I don't think the Bills would have had the trouble the Chiefs had protecting Allen.
How would you describe the pressure that the Chiefs got on Allen, that the Chiefs did, not what we'd imagine the Eagles would do? Because that was significant. They don't make his life easy. He's able to get, in these games, he's able to get his, so to speak, but I don't know. That fourth quarter was hard. Just maybe a few different play calls. That's how I see it in my memory. Is that everything was hard for the Bills in that fourth quarter. You've kind of said it. Like, you've been willing to put more blame on the offense.
Sure.
For that loss than I have. And, you know, they did. Was it in the fourth quarter when they drove to the Samuel touchdown? Early fourth, maybe, or just late third? But I think of that. You know, here's the ball game. And they're incomplete passes.
Samuel's.
He's under pressure.
Fourth quarter, Samuel, that play. Yeah. Ties the game.
And then the jailbreak to end it, to basically end it. So maybe Philadelphia would not have had a field day against the Bills in that area, but Kansas City, not a field day, but not insignificant. Would you agree with that?
I know how the game ended, and that was a mess. I don't remember feeling – I definitely share that it was hard, but I don't remember feeling like the line had a terrible day and that
no,
the Chiefs
I wouldn't
kicked
say
them
terrible.
Around.
I wouldn't say terrible either.
It's two sacks for what it's worth. I mean, it's not everything here. It's pressures and you know, comfortability, being able to, you know, execute and get the ball out and all that. So, yeah, I don't know. I think I want to stand by. I don't think the Bills would have had the trouble up front that the Chiefs did.
I'm not disagreeing with that. The Chiefs had a terrible day against the Eagles. They couldn't survive. All right, well, anybody else welcome to take the question, like, how might you feel differently if the Bills had been in that Super Bowl? Don't we sort of not, of course we wouldn't all do this. What did I say at the beginning? I think I and we have been guilty of talking about making the Super Bowl and winning it as if it's the same thing. And, I mean, there are two mountains to cross. for these guys, not one. It's not just winning the AFC.
Right.
How does Cincinnati feel? At least they get to be the team that got there. Does that feel good? Is that a flag you'd fly? Maybe.
I mean, it's
they did what AFC Baltimore champion. And Buffalo can't do, and Houston.
That's a banner.
They can't beat them. I mean, what are the collective records in the playoffs? Bills are 0-4 in these years against Mahomes. Houston's at least 0-2. Baltimore's 0-1. That's just that one at home in the playoffs.
Right.
Like, it's they're winless. The Bengals at least have one and almost two. Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll look for your calls again after the update. 803-0550 is the number. The Bisons were rained out today. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow morning. We've got Sam Reinhart likely back for Florida tonight in the Eastern Conference Championships, Florida and Carolina. And we've got sled hockey on Friday.
Okay.
The rematch.
Oh, yeah?
I'm surprised you haven't been briefed. USA, China. Aren't you our USA, China guy in hockey?
Not sled hockey.
No?
I don't have any intel on
that. Are you sure you don't?
No.
Are you sure?
No. No,
I don't. In Buffalo. This tournament.
It doesn't change the fact that I don't know anything about it.
Because your intel isn't in Buffalo either.
No. My intel is in Shanghai via John Gale's son. Yeah.
Well, cool that they're having the tournament here in town. Back after sports, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.